Harper Audio presents The Rest of Us Just Live Here by Patrick Ness. Read for you by James Foley. Chapter the First, in which the messenger of the immortals arrives in a surprising shape, looking for a permanent vessel, and after being chased by her through the woods, Indy-Kid Finn meets his final fate. B. On the day we're the last people to see Indy-Kid Finn alive, we're all sprawled together in the field, talking about love and stomachs. "I don't believe that, though," my sister says, and I look up at the slight tension in her voice. She gives me a half-annoyed nod of reassurance in the sunshine, then shakes her head again at Henna. "You always have a choice. I don't care if you think it's love. And by the way, not a word you should throw around so easily. But even if that word, you can still choose to act right." "I said I loved the way he looked," Henna says. "I didn't say I loved him. You're twisting my words. And that's not what I'm talking about anyway. I'm talking about how your heart fills up. Actually, no, it's not even your heart. It's your stomach. You feel it, and everything just goes." "No, it doesn't," my sister says firmly. "No, it doesn't. Mel,
you can feel it, and you can still do the..."